Bez Hashem continue with Pelayoids, Ois Beis, Beis HaKnesses. The topic we're discussing here is the proper conduct in the shul, the recherets, the respect we're supposed to have in the shul, Shir number 143. Lo Lahorim es Hakol beBeis HaKnesses. We've been discussing the importance and this gift Hashem has given us to enable us to come to shul. We said the mindset we have to have is, wow, I am allowed to come into shul. You know why I'm allowed to come into shul? Because I have protexia. What's the protexia? My fathers. My father, my grandfather, and great-grandfather. Going backwards, the other way around, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what he said. That's what we've been focusing on for the past few days. That really, the mindset a person should have when he's about to enter a shul, you should get a little pachad, a little fear. Not just to rush into the shul. I'm going to Hashem's palace now. This is Hashem's house. When we have that mindset, this next topic we talk about over here now will be very understandable. And that topic is as follows. Leilo harim es hakol beis haknesses. Don't raise your voice in the shul. You have to call out to a friend. You want to ask him for a ride home. He's 20 feet away. Reuven! No, not that Reuven, the other Reuven. Yeah. Right? You can't scream out. You can't scream in the shul. Umichlal moyer beis haknesses, says the Pelayoids. This, by the way, is brought down Alach and Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishmur brings it down as well. Says the Pelayoids, included in the category of moyer beis haknesses, to have the proper awe, the proper yira of a beis haknesses, shelo yiten sham bekoiloi kol oiz, afil likra l'shum adam, oy limchaz biyad acherim ha'isim shleik oigin. He says, you want to call out to your friend? Do it quietly. You want to give someone rebuke? As he says here, as we've been discussing by the Shmir Salashim from the Chavetz Chaim, and I'll just add, if you want to give someone rebuke, remember what's the first ingredient you have to have? Well, that's how you do it. Ava, love. Love. The first ingredient you have to have when you want to rebuke somebody is you have to have love. Because if you do it out of love, it comes out differently. But he's saying, if you want to do it, give him rebuke. Quietly. I want to remind everybody of the story I've mentioned, that when I would eat by my Rosh Yeshiva, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, was Nifter a few months ago, we would eat at the Shabbos table. And, you know, in our own homes, if you want the salt, you say, can you please pass the salt? If you want the soda, can you pass the soda, please? Over here, ever since the first time I ever went, it was always in a whisper. There's always a whisper. There were Shabbos day, we'd go, and we would say, can you pass this? For those listening on the recording, I'm just whispering, can you pass this? Right? There's always a whisper. And it's just reminding me of this over here. The main focus of the Suda by my Rosh Yeshiva was not the food. Let me tell you, the food was delicious. I'm telling you now, the food was delicious. But wasn't the main focus. If you scream something out in shul, Reuven, you're going past me by my house, can I get a ride with you? What? Everybody has to hear this. And I want to tell you something else. Some people have this custom that as soon as davening is over, let's say as soon as davening is over, right? So they take off the tefillin, and they start telling friends, you know, won't believe what happened to me last night. I got stuck in so much traffic. What? Why does everybody have to know he got stuck in traffic for 3 hours? Why is it? I'm not even talking about, did you see the game last night? How could he have missed that catch? I can't believe it. One second. Is this a recap of the game place? Is that where we are right now? Or are we in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Shechina is here. Hashem's presence is here. We have to ask the question to ourselves. Because if Hashem's presence is here, then we don't scream things out like this. And that's, I gave this marshal in the story that in front of our Rosh Hashiva, we said, can you pass the soda, please? We didn't say, can you pass the salt? We didn't talk like that. Elo, kishitzorich ledaber, when you have to speak, yelich etzlam v'yidaber lehem belachash, v'noyam, siach, uv'koivid roish, ko'imid behechel hamelech. When you have to speak to somebody, you go to the person, you speak to the person, b'koivid roish. You know what koivid roish means? The heaviness of the head. What does it mean, heaviness of the head? When something's on your head, there's weights pulling you down? I once heard a story years ago. A friend of mine, his father wanted a, you know, the kid thought he was a strong kid. The father wants, oh, you're strong. He put some weights in his backpack. And when he went to school, he really had a heavy backpack. Okay? What is it? If someone's weighing you down, there should be a weight on the person's head. This is what we have to train ourselves. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. We're in Hashem's presence. I want to give a mashal, by the way. And I'm not talking about 2023. I want to give a mashal. I'm not talking about the year 2023 of who's the president. But imagine you go to the White House and you're in the Oval Office. Anybody here been in the Oval Office ever? Not just a round room. No one been in the... No? No one been? Okay, fine. I have a feeling the first thing we're going to do if we go into the Oval Office, you know what we're going to do? Turn off our cell phones. That's just my feeling. What do you think? I have a feeling if we would be going into the Oval Office, we'd make sure our phones are open. You agree? Okay. And what happens if you want to tell somebody something? What do you think we'd do next? I think we'd whisper to the person next to us. Am I right about that? What do you think?
We'd also dress properly.
Right? We'd also dress appropriately as well. We'd dress for the occasion because we're in a place that deserves, right? And once again, I'm reiterating, I'm not discussing who the current president is, isn't. That's not the... You're in a certain... L'havdil bin kodesh l'chol. We have to remind ourselves, v'ayin roya eich oimdim b'fnei sori ha'oritz v'shoifteho. You hear what he says now? He says, how do people stand in front of kings and officers and men of high levels in the world, the goyish, non-Jewish ones, how do they stand in front of them with the proper awe and respect? The kovet godol, the ain kol, the ain oine kol de momadaka. They're not screaming out, Yanko, can I get a ride home? This is something it should pain us when these type of things happen. We have to have this proper attitude, the proper mindset. And you know what happens after this? Then when you say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your tefillahs are a whole different type of tefillah. You don't feel, oh, I'm forced to be here. You have this privilege to be in the presence of Hashem. And not only that, but when the person is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillahs that he says are in a place that there's no talking, then the tefillahs are accepted. But if a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a shul that they are mevazed, they cheapen, and they talk during davening, you know what happens? Hashem says like this, one second, you're disgracing my house. Now when you need something, you want me to listen to you? Sorry, doesn't work like that. Rabbi Yisai, you've heard it from me day after day after day on this topic. And year after year after year, whenever we bring up this topic. If there's ever a time that we want Hashem to listen to our tefillahs, now is that time. So let's mechazek ourselves. Let's mechazek others. It's Erev Shabbos. And if we see somebody, a friend of ours, who unfortunately wasn't here today to hear this. Words from the Pella Yoitz. Let's just put our arm around the shoulder. With love. And put the smile on their face. And tell them we don't talk during davening. And you know, and if he doesn't get it the first time, you whisper into his ear, our brothers are in the front lines. We need to give them schusim merits that they should come home safely. Please don't talk now. Please give them the schus that they should come home safely. You can do that.